Mr. $10 Man, let me tell where you're bound. Drink your green liquor, Lord, and you'll roll to the ground. As you come around here with your money in your hand, taste of my woman, you die where you stand. Snake Mountain's gonna crumble, Lord, and fall from the sky, for that woman of mine stops telling her lies. I die, Lord, she'd weep, she'd weep and she'd mourn, sinner's eyes buried, she'd forget I've been born. My daddy, Lord, he rides on a long, holy train. First winds of winter, I see him again. It's farewell to this yellow-headed misery I've known. Snake Mountain's calling, calling me home. Snake Mountain blues, they got me down low. I could die in the morning, ain't no one would know. I wouldn't come around, my body should find. Go down to Dundee, have her time. Snake Man blues, they got me down low. I could die in the morning, ain't no one would know. A woman come around, my body should find. Go down to Dundee, have her a time.
I always find it very difficult to keep up a proper conversation after listening to songs like this.
Well, they come from such different places. Some come from up above, some come from down below, some come from sideways, some come from inside out. I think that anybody can write songs. The thing is that you have to be prepared to, you have to be ready to hear a song when it arrives. And it can come from wherever. And if you're ready and geared and want to do that, you're geared for it. You hear it. Oh. You know, carpenters and mechanics and bartenders and congressmen and whoever else. Songs hit them all the time, but they're not prepared to hear that. And if you decide to become a songwriter, folk singer, songwriter, any kind of songwriter, you get prepared for that. And when one comes along, bow, there it is.
How do you live with that knowledge or that you got the reputation being the saddest songwriter.
Well, you know, Sabine, I don't listen much to reputations. If I was to listen to all my reputations, I'd be in some deep, deep trouble.
There are so many anecdotes about you living in Colorado in the mountains, or you earning your money with gambling, or writing songs which while you're asleep or on heavy medication, which is like the
Well, I did write a song on when I was asleep, and it turned out to be a good song. And he's on medication is usually just an excuse that my road manager uses to get me out of trouble. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm really not on medication, but
what do you think was the most intense time or the most challenging or hardest time in your life?
I can't think of an easy one.
You think life is hard and not sweet?
Oh, well, it's hard and sweet, like, you know, rock candy.
Can we hear another song? Maybe I can make a wish.
If I know it.
Maybe. Saint John the Gambler.
I'm not sure I remember it.
Yes, how many songs?
Maybe I do.
How many songs have you written altogether?
Oh, about 150 or 60, something like that. When she had 20 years, she turned to her mother, saying, "Mother, I know that's her grief. I've given my soul to St. John the Gambler. Tomorrow it comes time to leave. The hills cannot hold back my sorrow forever. Darkness hides deep around the door. The only salvation is mine for the asking. Mother, I'll see you no more." Winter held high around the mountain's breast, in the cold of a thousand snows. Lay deep upon the forest, dressed in calico. Our gambler likes his women fancy, fancy she would be. And the fire of her longing would keep away the cold, and her dress was a sight to see. Winter held high around the mountain's breast, she followed her frozen breath in search of a certain St. John the Gambler, and stumbling to her death, she heard his laughter ride down from the mountains, dance with her mother's tears through a funeral drone of calico and across 20 years. A funeral drone of calico neath a cross 20 years.
Such a wonderful song.
Thanks, Sabina, for asking me to play it. It's nice to know that I remember it. I almost do. I missed a couple of words, I think, but I'm good at making them up.
How long haven't you been playing it?
I guess about 5 years or so.
So how do you choose which songs you play on gigs? Like, the choice between 160 songs is probably not the easiest.
Well, I usually know which one is first, you know, and that then I just pretty much go from there. And the set kind of handles itself. And there's a bunch of, you know, kind of regulars, you know. But I do the first one, and it's gotten down to, on this tour, it's been Loretta or Two Girls, sometimes all different songs. But once I'm up there and the lights and the audience and do one song, then boom, the next one comes along no matter what. I always thought it was very tacky to put a list on your guitar, put paper on your guitar. I never liked that.
Mm-hmm. You told me about razor blade sets once. What is a razor blade set?
That's kind of a joke. But I have certain songs that are, you know, so sad that you can't play them all in a row.
Like St. John the Gambler?
Because you could fit that in amongst them. There are ones that are worse than that.
Nothing?
I have one worse than that. I thought Nothing was going to be the saddest. And I didn't really come up with it, I don't think. I think it came up with me. And it's terrible. I mean, if you take it serious, that's why I sometimes, over here, it's nice because I don't hardly talk. And I don't talk very much anyway, but over here, you know, I speak English and y'all speak, you know, Deutsch, and so I feel silly talking. But I try to break it up sometimes. If I was to play all my sad songs right in a row and somebody was out there taking it seriously, they'd be, you know, I don't know. But I try. My job is to try to play good guitar and folks have a good time.
Well, I saw people crying on your gigs.
Yeah, I try not to make them.
But I think they even enjoyed that, actually.
Well, but enough's enough, you know.
So which one is the worst song you ever written? Which is even more desperate than Nothing. Yes, Shall We Take the Risk?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where.
What is it called?
A song for.
Mm-hmm.
Ribbons of love, please keep me true sane until I reach home on tomorrow. Never to wander again. I'm weak and I'm weary of sorrow. London to Dublin, to Australia to Perth. I gaze at your skies and I've tasted your earth. I sung out my heart for what it was worth. Never again will I ramble. There's nowhere left in this world for to go. My arms and my legs, they're trembling. Thoughts both clouded and blue as the sky. Not even worth the remembering. Now as I stumble and reel to my bed, all that I've done and all that I've said means nothing to me. I'd soon as be dead. All of this world be forgotten. No words of comfort, no words of advice, nothing to offer a stranger. Gone the love and gone the strength. Just doesn't matter no longer. My sky's getting far and the ground's getting close. Myself going crazy the way that it does. I lie on my pillow and sleep if I must. Too late to wish I'd been stronger. Lost too late to wish I'd been stronger.
What can I say? Beautiful.
It's beautiful in a way, in its own way. It's a song for somebody. I'm not sure who. I don't think it's for me because I don't know. I'm not sure where it came from. Let me play you one more song, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'll like this one. This is for my daughter. About 180 degrees from that last one. Well, there's no deeper blue in the ocean that lies as deep as the blue your laughing eyes. No sweeter sound than your gentle sigh. No heart was ever so pure. So dream pretty dreams, touch beautiful things. Let all of the skies surround you. Swim with the swans and believe that upon some beautiful dawn, love will find you. Someday I'm bound away, wind and wings on the water. Come what may, you must stay and remain my beautiful daughter. There's no deeper blue than the ocean that lies deep as the blue of your laughing eyes. No sweeter sound than your gentle sigh. Good night, Katie Bell. Good night. Playing the lights and the microphone, that's, you know, the most fun. And you know, meeting people and seeing friends like you. You know, I don't know if I should propose over the air or not, you know. But anyway, it's great. Killing's doing good. And it's so nice to see all of them, but Val, we'd be gone tomorrow. You know, we'll be elsewhere. And the day after that, boom, we're elsewhere. You still thinking about it, are you?
I do.
It's funny, Sabina, you get home and, boy, you wake up. Where's my guitar? Where's the suitcase? Where are we going? And I realize I'm in my own room. And the only thing to do is feed the dog and feed the birds. That's it. And nothing to do for 3 weeks.
Time's running.
Always runs.
Yes. And it was an extreme pleasure to have you here on my show. Thank you for coming. And can we maybe have a farewell song? Or already packing up?
I hope that it was as much pleasure for you as it was for me.
Thank you very much.
Well, I've always thought this was a real pretty song. It's called the Catfish Song. And I wrote it sitting down by a river, and I thought it was like it. It's a nice song. Sounds okay, huh? The summer, her brown eyes shone for nobody but me. In autumn, forever the fool come a fall, and the rain turned up freezing inside of me. I kindle my fires. For the words I can't send you, the roads I can't follow, and the songs I can't sing. I'll wander alone on the sleigh bells of winter, with the stars for a diamond and a world for a ring. of springtime. He rides on the south wind, the angel of summer. He does just the same. The angel of autumn, she's blue and she's golden. And the angel of winter won't remember your name. Bottom of that dirty old river, down where the reeds and the catfish play, there lies a dream as soft as the water. There lies a bluebird that's flown away. There lies a bluebird that's flown.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Sabina.